السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. And inshallah, today's lesson is going to be ayah number 60 to ayah number 62. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat, and then inshallah, move on to the tajweed analysis. So we'll go ahead and start from ayah number 60. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وهو القاهر فوق عباده ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون. ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 62, ayah number 62. Now let's go ahead and look at the analysis of these ayat, starting from ayah number 60. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يتوفاكم. So here we have the word الذي. We have the letter ذال. As we learned, ذال is pronounced with the tongue coming in between the teeth. So we do want to make sure that as we are reciting this letter, that the tongue is coming between the teeth. So we're getting rid of any of that Z sound. We don't want any buzzing. We want to make sure that the tongue is between the teeth and you are getting a little bit of that vibration inside of your teeth. وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذِي. So we don't want to say Z. This is very, very common in certain accents that we tend to say the letter Z when it should be ذَل. So we are going to make sure that we are aware of this and focused on this so we are not making that mistake. And then here, الَّذِي, this is going to be a two-count med. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ, this is again going to be a two-count med in fa. So pull this for two counts. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. Meme here, the next letter is ba, so I am going to bring this up into the nose and give it a little bit of ghunna inside of the nose. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِ. So bring it up into the nose, spend a little bit of time doing that proper ghunna. بِاللَّيْلِ, this is مَدْلِين in لَي, مَدَّنْ مَا, 1.5. وَيَعْلَمُ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has تَوَسُّط, so I am going to make sure to spend a little bit of time on this and make sure that it is rolling around almost in the throat and that we are spending an adequate amount of time because it does have a سُكُون. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا, this is going to be a two-count med. جَرَحْتُم, رَا here is going to be heavy, so I am going to make sure that I pronounce this with that heavy رَا because it has a فَتْحَة. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat and it also has hems, meaning that there's going to be a little bit of air coming out. Because it is different than the other letter, ha, which is from the lower throat, it is going to be a bit of warm air coming from the middle of the throat, coming with the constriction towards the middle of the throat. Jarahtum. And then here, jarahtum bin nahar. Again, we have meme followed by ba, so I'm going to make sure that I give it some ghunna and that this meme sound is going up into the nose for a little bit of time. Jarahtum bin nahar. And then here, bin nahari, ha is going to be a two count med. Ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Thumma, meme here has a shadda. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this letter. Yaba'athukum, ba is going to have a qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, meaning that there is going to be that bounce when we have this letter with sukun. Yaba'athukum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Meme is going to have tawassut, so we are going to rest on this for a moment. Yaba'athukum fihi, this is going to be a two count med. Liyuqda, qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of qutub jad and it has a sukun here, so it's going to have a little bit of that bounce. Liyuqda, this is going to be a four count med. It is a heavy med because the letter dad is permanently heavy, so the med itself will also be heavy. It is a four count med known as mad ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ajalun. And then here we have a tanween followed by the letter meme with a shadda. So this is going to be idgham. So anytime we have a tanween or a noon sakin followed by the letters of yarmalun, specifically the letters yenmu, then it is going to be idgham with ghunna. So do bring this up into the nose and spend a little bit of time saying this letter. Ajalum musamma. So you can hear that you are just spending a little bit of time bringing this up into the nose. And then for musamma, meme here has a shadda as well. So do spend a little bit of time saying that as well. Now, because I am stopping here, I am going to give this a two count med with the alif med. If you are continuing, you can say this with a ikhfa. So the tanween sound is going to kind of connect with the letter tha, and you are going to hide this noon sakin within the makhraj of the letter tha. Because I have stopped here, I'm going to make this a two count med right here. Musamma. And just read this for two counts. Then in the word thumma, meme has a shadda, so I am going to spend a little bit of time giving this letter some proper ghunna. Ilayhi, this is madlin, madden, ma, 1.5. Marji'ukum, ra in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. And then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Meme has tawassut. Marji'ukum, thumma yunabbi'ukum. Again, meme has a shadda, so I am going to spend a little bit of time saying this letter and making sure that it has proper ghunna. Yunabbi'ukum. And then here we have a meme sakin followed by the letter ba in bima. So I'm going to again make sure to give it proper ghunna. Yunabbi'ukum bima. This is going to be a two count med. Kuntum, noon sakin followed by the letter ta. So this is going to be ikhfa. Meme has a tawassut. Ta'amaloon, ayn is going to have tawassut. And this is going to be a four count med. Arid lissukun, because we are stopping here at the end of the ayah. And then make sure that you are giving this noon proper tawassut as well, so we are not dropping it and hiding it inside of the med. The next ayah, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ. Here, lam has a tawassut, so we are going to spend a little bit of time. Qahiru, qaf is going to be permanently heavy. This is going to be a two-count mud. Qahiru, ra here is also going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Fawqa, this is going to be madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Qaf, this is going to be heavy. Fawqa. Ibadihi, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ba, this is going to be a two-count mud. Ibadihi, wa. If you are continuing, you can say this ha with a kasra and give it a two-count mad sila sughra. But if you are stopping, you can simply give this ha a sukun, ribadeh, and just say this with a sukun. If you are stopping, make sure that you give it proper hams, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of air that comes out afterwards to make sure that the sound is audible. وَيُرْسِلُ, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. لَي, this is مَدْلِين, مَدَّنْ مَا, 1.5. عَلَيْكُمْ, meme has a tawassut. حَفَظَةً, dha here is going to be heavy, it is a permanently heavy sound. And then حَفَظَةً hatta, this is going to be idhar. The noon sound is going to be pronounced clearly in this tanween because the letter after is a throat letter. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghin kha. These are the throat letters. So ha is one of them. So we are going to make sure this noon sound is pronounced very clearly. And also it has a little bit of tawassut, meaning that you spend a bit of time to make sure this noon sound is properly pronounced. Hafalatan hatta.
Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then hatta, this is going to be a 4-count mad. It is madja is munfasil. The mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Ida, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Ja'a, this is going to be a 4-count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muntasil. The mad and the hamza are within that same word. So do make sure to pronounce this the full 4 counts. Ahadakum. Here, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ahadakumul maut. Lam here has a tawassut, so we are going to spend a bit of time on this. Mo, this is madlin maddan ma, 1.5. Tawaffathu, and then here da is going to have hamps. Make sure you give it a little bit of air because it has a sukun, and we do want to make sure it does not get dropped. Tawaffathu, tawaffathu, so you can hear there is a little bit of air from that hamps sifat. Tawaffathu rusuluna, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma, and then na, this is a 2-count med. Wahum, mim has tawassut, so rest on this for a little bit. La, this is a 2-count med. Yufarritun, ra in this case is going to be light, ta is going to be heavy, and this is going to be a 4-count med. Arid lissukun, nun has tawassut. Then the last ayah, ayah number 62, thumma, meme here is going to have a shadda. So I am going to give it proper ghunna, bring it up into the nose. Thumma, ruddu, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Dal is going to have a shadda, so we are pronouncing this twice. And this is going to be a 4-count mad ja'iz munfasil. Ruddu ilallah, so this is going to be a 4-count mad. Ilallahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. So we learned that anytime there is the name of Allah and the letter before has a fatha or a dhamma, the lam in the name of Allah will become heavy. And if the letter before has a kasra, then the lam is going to be light. So in this case, it is heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Ilallahi, maw, this is going to be madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Mawla, this is going to be a 2-count mad, mad asli. Mawlahumul, lam has a tawassut. Mawlahumul haqq. Because I am stopping here, the qaf is going to have a qalqala, so that there is going to be a little bit of bounce. So it is part of the letters of Qutub Jad. So I'll give it a little bit of bounce. And if I'm continuing, I can just say Mawlahumul haqqi ala. But if I'm stopping like I did here, then I will give it a, from the letters of Qutub Jad, I will give it qalqala, just a little bit of bounce. Ala, this is a 2-count mad. Lahul, lam has a tawassut. Hukmu, kaf is going to have hams here, so it has a little bit of air after you have pronounced this letter. Hukmu, wa huwa asra'u, seen is going to have safir, has a little bit of whistle, as. This is going to be that air that's basically escaping through the gaps in your teeth. So we are going to emphasize this just a little bit to make sure that we are giving this the proper sifat. Asra'u, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. You should feel a little bit of constriction as you say this letter. Asra'ul, and then lam has tawassut. Ha, this is going to be a 2-count mad, also from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be a little bit warmer than the other ha, which comes close to the chest. Ha sibin, and then we end here on a 4-count mad. Mad arid lissukun, and then nun is also going to have a tawassut at the end of this letter, so do make sure that you stop on this for a little bit. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 60 to ayah number 62, and then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 63. It is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, I will see you all next week.